We're on the top of Chof Aleph Amud
that,
Aleph.
It's not that interesting. No?
Says the Gemara, top line. Ilfa Rabbi Yochanan have a garsi baraisa. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were learning, I guess, perhaps together, b'chavrusa. They're learning baraisa, learning Torah. Techikil hamilsa, tuva. Came a time, very Rashi explains, Anias. They became very poor. They weren't making any parnasa. So Amr, so they said to each other, Nekem v'nezel v'nevid iska. And let's go out and work, make some money. V'nikayim v'nafshin, and we'll be mekayim the pasuk, efes ki lo yehu yu v'chay edyom. There will be no poor person among you. So, azlu osve tose guderia. They went along the way to go find some business. And they were sitting underneath a wall, a bad wall, a wall that looked like it was going to fall. Have a karchi rifta. They were eating some bread. So, asu tre malachi sharis. Two malachim came along. And Shamar Yochanan heard them talking with each other. Damar chadachavi. One was saying to the next, Nishte alayu haguda v'niktelinu. Let's push over the wall and kill them. Why? They're leaving the world of Torah and they're going to make some money now. So, because of that, they're deserving of dying, let's push this wall over and kill them. Now, the Achronim point out, they obviously didn't know this was a wall that was going to fall, otherwise they wouldn't sit below, as we learned in the past. So they didn't know this was a wall that was going to fall. So they wanted to be, the Melech wanted to kill them. So the other Melech said to them, don't push it over, because one of them actually, it's a very opportune time for them right now. Don't push it over. What does that mean? Kaim l'shaita. So it says Rashi, Asir l'hisgadel v'ein zmano lamus. One of these individuals here is going to grow to be a big, big gadol, and now is not the time for him to die. So then Rabbi Yochanan shama, so Ilfa lo shama. So Rabbi Yochanan heard this. Ilfa didn't hear what was going on. He didn't hear this conversation between the malachim. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan l'Ilfa. Rabbi Yochanan turns to Ilfa and says, "Am shama mar midei? Did you hear anything that was going on?" Amalei lo, I didn't hear a thing. Amar midishami ano v'Ilfa lo shama. The fact that I heard and Ilfa did not hear, shema mina l'didi kai melishayit. It must be my time now. I have the opportunity now to grow and be someone big. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says, Ihadar v'oki b'nafshe. I'm going to go back and learn now, and I'm going to be kind of pasuk. They will never cease to exist poor people among you. I mean, there's always going to be poor people. I'm going to be one of the poor people now because I heard from the Malachim that one of us, and probably going to be me, is going to become someone big. So, Rabbi Yochanan Hadar, Ilfa lo Hadar. Rabbi Yochanan went back to learn the base medrash. Ilfa didn't go back. Ilfa went to go make some money. Ad as Ilfa, Malach Rabbi Yochanan. While Ilfa went out to work and make some money, Rabbi Yochanan became a melech. What does it mean, melech? So look at Rashi. This is the few narrow lines down in Rashi. Malach Rabbi Yochanan.
Two sides.
We're on the right side, yeah. Starting on the right side before we go to the left side. So Malach Rabbi Yochanan, Minuhu Rosh Yeshiva Olam. They appointed Rabbi Yochanan a Rosh Yeshiva. This is when Ilfa was trying to make some money. This is what Rabbi Yochanan was happening to him. Minag Hu. The Minag was as follows. Mishahu Rosh Yeshiva. Person who becomes appointed to Shiva, they the one to elevate him, to make him big, they give him money, make him rich. Similar to what we have by the Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says, B'sifri B'yuma, HaKohen HaGadol, Me'achiv, what does that mean? Galu Mishal Achiv. The number of criteria needed to become a Kohen Gadol. You have to be tall and wealthy and smart. So what? Let's say the Kohen Gadol had all the characteristics but didn't have the wealth. So the pasuk, the drush is based on the pasuk that you're magdilim, you make him wealthy. So here too, also they're mekayin this din to the Rosh Hashiva as well. They made the Rosh Hashiva wealthy. So that's what happened to Rabbi Yochanan while Ilfa was trying to make some money. So then Amun Lo. So the people said to Ilfa, "I asiv mar vigaris. If you would have stayed to learn." We would not have appointed Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Hashiva, we would have appointed you Rosh Hashiva. This is what they say to Ilfa. Obviously, Ilfa is feeling a bit bad now. So Ilfa goes and hangs himself, holding on to the some type of wood pole on a boat, on top of a wood boat. And Amar, he says as follows, makes the following announcement. Anybody comes to ask me a question about a brisa that was put together by Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshaya, I don't answer it from a Mishnah that we have, the brisa in the Mishnah house. I don't answer that it's really found in a Mishnah. I'm going to jump off this pole and drown. So Asa Husaba, an elderly man, came up and says, Tana Lei, one of the brises of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Hoshaya says as follows. Ha'omer tenu shekel levni, levonai rather, b'shabbos. So a person who's dying says to a shliach, someone who he believes, please give a shekel to my children, each Shabbos, from the Yerusha. But these people, these sons, were actually needed more. A shekel was half a sela. They needed two. They needed a sela. Why? So Rashi explains here. You see Rashi towards the bottom right. Right. So Ruin Laseish Lahem Sela. Sheishlo Banim Harbe. His sons had many, many other sons. I mean, he had a lot of grandsons to one of the sons, let's say. Vein mistapkin l'shabbos b'pachas mesela. One shekel went through. They need double. They need a sela, double a shekel. They need a sela to live. How do you know that nosin lo? So you give them a sela. Even though the father said give them a shekel, if you realize that the son needs more than a shekel, you could give more than a shekel. However, im amar, if the father says al titnu lehem el a shekel, only give them a shekel, nothing more, then the lach is ain nosin lehem el a shekel. You can only give them a shekel. Im amar, if the father says mesu. If my sons die, give someone else to inherit the money, not to my grandchildren. Then the lach is bein shamar tenu, bein shamar lo titnu. Whether he says give them a shekel, whether he says don't give them only a shekel, except a shekel. Then the lach is ain nosim el shekel. You only give them a shekel. So the fact that he doesn't want to give his grandchildren to inherit afterwards, rather he says if my sons die, give it to somebody other than my grandchildren, that tells he's not really concerned with his grandchildren, you're only concerned with his actual son. So this is the brisa that's found in Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Hoshaya's brises. So where is this found in the Mishnah? What's the source in the Mishnah? So responds Ilfa, Amrle, Hamani, who is the author of this brisa? Pashut, Rabbi Meir, he. Dama Rabbi Meir, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. So it's a mitzvah to l'kayim, whatever the mei says, you have to listen to them. So that's what it says. Yes, the Brisa elaborates to give some examples of how to mekayim the mitzvah of the dibur v'meis, but that's the same idea, basically, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis.
So did he jump or not?
No, because he answered the Mishnah.
In which way he answered the Mishnah?
Just now, he just said.
Amar le hamani, who is the author of this?
Rabbi Meir is in the Mishnah. Damar mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. That whole Brisa we said above is all based on the concept of you have to listen to whatever the mace says. The mace says, do this, you do that. It just, the Mishnah doesn't elaborate to give all these examples.
So
but
he,
the,
so
yeah.
He asked a question, as I can. And Ilfa answered.
Correct.
That's it.
Okay. Now the Gemara goes on to tell a famous story about Nachum Ish Gamzu. Says the Gemara.
He's famous too, no?
Yes. Amru Allah al Nachum Ish Gamzu. Said about Nachum Ish Gamzu, Shayasuma Mishtei Einav, he was blind in both eyes. Gida Mishtei Yadav, he was missing both of his hands. Kita Mishtei Raglav, both his feet were missing. V'chol Gufa Malit Shchin, his body was full of boils. V'yam Mutab Bebeis Ru'a, and he was sitting in a very weak house that looked like it was going to crumble. Ragle Mitaso Munachum Bisfam Shamayim, the legs of his bed that he was lying down on were placed in buckets of water. So ants shouldn't crawl up the posts, the legs of the bed, to eventually get to Nachum Ish Gamzu. That was the situation, not the greatest situation he was in. So, Pam Achas, Hayasam Mitasu Munachas Bebeis Ru'a. One time in his house, the bed was in a Beis Ru'a, a very weak house. Bikshu Tamidav Lefanos Mitasu. They wanted to remove the bed and take him out of there before the house completely collapses. And then afterwards, he wanted to remove all the clothing and the pots. Armalehem, so Nachum Ish Gamzu says, "Benai, my children, penuas hakelim, v'chakach penuas mitasi. First, remove all my kelim, my clothing, my possessions, and then remove me and my bed. Shemuftach lachem, it's certain to you. Calls man shani b'bayis, ein habayis nofel. So as long as I'm in the house, the house is not going to collapse. So first, leave me here. The house is going to stay fine." Remove my begadim and my kelim, and then take me out. So they did that. Finuas hakelim, they removed all the kelim. Acharkach finuas mitaso. Then they removed the bed with Nachum Ish Gamzu on it. V'nafla bayis, and immediately the house collapsed, just as Nachum Ish Gamzu had said. Amulo Tamidav. The Tamidav said to Rebbe, "Ichi ma'achash tzadik gamarata. Lam also l'chakach. If you're such a great tzadik, the house doesn't fall when you're in it, and you knew that was going to happen." So why did this situation happen to you? Why are you missing all your hands and your legs and your eyes? Amalhem binai, ani garamti la'atzmi. I caused this to myself. No one other than me caused this. Shepam achas hayisi mahalach b'derech lebeis b'ischami. I was once walking along the way to go to my father-in-law's house. V'haya imi masoi shlosha chamurim. I had three donkeys full of loads on their backs. And echad shemaycha, one of them was a food. Echad shemishta, one of them was drinks. V'echad shemina migadim, and one of them had some sweets. But ani echad, ani came along. V'amar li b'derech. And he stood next to me, and Amr li, Rebbe, parnaseni, please give me something to eat. I'm about to die. Amr marti lo, himtina ad she'efrok min achamar, wait a second till I take it off I need to take the food off my donkey's back. Lo spakti lifrok min achamar ad she'yatsu nishmaso. So by the time I tried taking the food off the back of the chamar, this ani had died. Halachti v'nafalti apanav, I walked over to him, I fell on his face. Amarti, and I said, Eini shalachasa alinecha, my eyes, which was not merciful on you, Yasumu should become blind. Because he felt he didn't move quick enough. Yadai shel chasu yadecha yiskadmu. My hands, which were not didn't show any mercy to you also, they should be cut off. Raglai shel chasu raglecha yiskatu. The legs that were not quick enough to help save you should be cut off. Loniskarcha daiti ad shemarti. And he wasn't satisfied until he said, ad shekol gufi yehid mali shchin, until my whole body should be full of shchin. So that's what he said, and this was what happened to him. Samulo, so they said to the Rebbe, Oy lanu sharincha bekach. Woe to us if we see you in such a state of pain. Amar lahem, oy li im lo reisin bekach. Woe to me if you didn't see me this way. So he wanted his talmidim to see him in such a way. So Amar v'amai karli Nachum ish gamzu. So why were they called ish gamzu? Why was gamzu part of his name? Nachum is probably his name. Why ish gamzu? Dechal milsa dehavasal kalei amar gamzu l'tovo. Whenever anything would happen bad to him, you always say gamzu l'tovo. There's another person in the Gemara, we also have the same idea, Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara in Brachos says Rabbi Kiva also said the same thing. Something bad happened to him, he said, Gam Zulto. He had a different language, I think Aramaic, the Lashon was. Kolativa, right, exactly. So what? Where were the examples where he said Gam Zulto? The Gemara says, Zimna Chad, the one time, Bo L'shture Yisrael Doran L'Bei Kesar. Once the Jews wanted to send some gifts over to the house of the Kesar, Amru Man Lizel, who's going to go? Who's going to be a great representative of us to send something to the Goyim? Yizel Nachum Ish Gamzu, send Nachum Ish Gamzu. The Melumot B'Nisan, he was used to performing Nisim, or at least Nisim were being performed on his behalf. Shadu B'yadei Mali Sifta Da'avanam Tovos. So Margolios, this is a funny Gemara also. This appears, I think, in another place in Shas as well. Brach, right? We learned this in Brachos already, I think, right? Was it in Brachos? Yeah, I think so. It quotes the Gemara in Brachos, yeah. So they sent him with a full bag of beautiful gems and stones. Azul bas bahu dira belaila. So he went to sleep over in an inn that night. It was a long trip. Kamu hanach dira v'shaklinu l'sifta umaluna afra. The innkeepers emptied out the bags, took away all the jewels and stones, and filled up with dirt. So Kimata Hasam, skip the parentheses, Kimata Hasam, and he got to the house of the Goyim, so the palace, Sharinu Lusifta, Chazinu Damali Afra. So he untied the bag, and so it was full of dirt. By Malkal Miklatinu, Lakulu. So the king wanted to kill all the Jews. He's trying to embarrass us by bringing me a bag of dirt. Amar Kamachaycha bi Yehudi, they're making fun of me. Amar Gamzul Tova. So you say Gamzul Tova, this is also for the best. Whatever the best is going to be, this is for the best. Also, Eliyahu, Idmelech Yechab Minayu. Eliyahu appeared looking like one of the members of the Goyim. Amarle Dilma Ha'afra, Dim Afra Da Avram Avuam. Maybe this is the famous dirt that was from Avram Avinu. What was the famous dirt of Avram Avinu? The Chihava Shadda Afra, Hava Saifa Gili, Hava Giri. Whenever he threw dirt, it would turn into arrows. Zichsev Yitank Afra Charvo Kikash, Nidav Kashto. So that based on the pasuk, we see that the offer was like swords, was like arrows. So he thought it's like daggers. So havachad medinasa dlamatsu lemichvashe. There is one medina that they weren't able to conquer. Bad kuminei v'chavshu alayu. So they tested it out and it worked, and they conquered this country finally. So ayla v'ginza malu losifta avarim tovus margalios. So what happened? As a reward, they filled up this bag now with stones and jewels and sent Nachum Ish Gamzu back with these bag of jewels. Bikur Abba, with a great amount of kavod and honor, he went back to the Jews. Kiyasa Besa Bahu Dira. When he went back, he stayed over in that same inn. Now, interesting that he went back to that same inn because you figured he, like, switched with dirt. But in the end of the day, I guess he was makpin on the halach is that a person's always supposed to stay at the same inn he stays in. Normally, always stay in the same hotel to show some hakar satov. So he went back to stay at the same inn. And Amrulay, so my icy bahadecha to avilecha yukhur kulikhai. So he said, what did you do to the garden that they showed you such great honor? They sent you back with all these bags of jewels. What did you do that you did? You deserved all this. Amrulahu, so Nachamish Gamzu said back to the innkeeper, my deshakle mihacha, I'm tulahasim. What I took from this inn is what I gave them. So, sasul dirayu, vamtinul beimalka. So they did the same thing. They destroyed the house.
Yeah, in order to pick up dirt.
Destroyed the whole house and took all the dirt that was surrounding the area. They thought that those chash of dirt, that was the dirt that turned into these daggers. Well, they didn't know what happened exactly. So they went to the Beimalka, went back to the king's palace with this bags of dirt. So the dirt that that guy, Nachamish Gamzu, brought was actually from our inn. It's ours. So Bazku, Lashichu, they tested out, they threw the dirt, and it just remained dirt. It didn't turn into any daggers. And therefore, Katlinu Lahanach Dira, they killed all these people. This is the famous story of Nachamish Gamzu, how he was given the name of Gamzu Latova, Nachamish Gamzu. Now the Gemara returns back to our Mishnah, discussing Dever. The Dever, if the Dever happens to a city, a person should, right away blow the shofar and fast. So Ezi Dever Hamotzi Chamish Meis Raglis. The Mishnah told us it was considered Dever if there are 500 people that are in the city and in three consecutive days, three people die, meaning one person on each day dies, that's considered Dever. Tanur Rabbanan, Ish Hamotzia Chamish, Ear rather, Hamotzia Chamish Meos, V'elef Raglei, Kigon Kfar Akko. City had 1,500 people, like the city of Akko. V'yatzu Heimanu Tisha Mesim, V'shol Shiyamim. And nine people die of the 1,500. Zachazer, Hareze Dever. That's Dever, and nine consecutive days, because that's the same ratio. 9 to 1,500 is the same as 3 to 150, 3 to 500. It's the same ratio. It has to be the same ratio. One person per each day has to be that same ratio.
What do you think about the latest death? Murder.
Huh?
The kids. Three kids.
Oh. Yeah, we'll give this discuss. So that's not Dever, but...
I'm not sure.
But. So then the Gemara says, but let's say, Bayom Echa, let's say all nine of them die on one day. Oh, bedam yamim, or they're dispersed throughout 4 days. Ain't a there. That's not considered dever. It has to be dafka in this ratio of 9 to 1,500, one on each day. Now, v'ir hamotzia chamesh meos raglei kigon kfar Amiko. If it's a city that only has 500 people, a smaller city like the village of Amiko, v'yatza yatu menu shlosha mesim begimel yamim, and three people die in three consecutive days, zarechazer hareza dever. That's also considered dever. Again, that's the same ratio. But if they all die biomechad, oh, if they're dispersed through over barba yam over the period of 4 days, ain't a dever. That's not dever. Now, Dukart, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, but Drokart was an ir motzia chamesh meos ragli hava. That was a city that had 500 people there. Hava v'yatzu mimenu shloshim meisim biomechad, and they had three people die from some type of dever, some type of disease, on one day. Gazer Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista Tanisa. So Rav Nachman said, there must be Dever, let's fast. See, people died. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista. Two different Rav Nachmans here. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, Kiman, Kerei Meir, who do you hold like? You must hold like Rabbi Meir. Damar Richuk Nigichosav Chayev, Kiv Nigichosav Lokol Shekem. So what's that talking about? So Rashi explained, based on the concept of Shur HaMuad. Shur HaMuad is a shur that gores three times. It's considered shor hamuad. He's now he's considered a goring type of shor, and if he just gores one time, he's called a tam, and he has to only pay half the damage. If he becomes a shor hamuad, where he's established himself as being a goring shor, so then if he next time he damages, he has to pay the full amount of the damage. From chatzin nezek, he has to now pay nezek shalim. So what exactly is considered a muad? So let's look into this Rashi now. Rashi, this is two narrow lines down in Rashi. Richak nigachosav. B'shur muad kai, referring to a shur muad, like I just explained. B'baba kama b'her ketzad hareg muadas. That's the name of the parak. Eze tam veze muad. What's considered a tam that pays half a nezek? And what's considered a muad? Kol shehiudo bo gimel yamim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be 3 days, three different days, that this shor has had gourd, is going to create a shor hamuat. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol shehiudo bo gimel pamim yom echad. Not only 3 days, but even if it's three times on one day, it would also establish him as a shor hamuat. So Rabbi Yehuda, savar ksiv onoda, kishor naga hu mitmol shalshom mitmol hatrei shalshom plus hari gimel yamim. Based on the drashas of the pasuk, it sounds like 3 different days. And Rabbi Meir savar richuk nigerosav kishinaga hu megim yamim zacher zechayv. If 3 different days establish him as a chazak that he's going to gore a lot more, then kiv nigerosav shinaga gimel pamim biomecha lokoshin is not even more kavachomer that he has a nature to him that he's going to gore if he gores 3 times on one given day. So if it's more dispersive, so that's the same application here. If 3 people die in 3 separate days, so certainly if 3 people die in 1 day, shows that the dever is more intense and more fierce. So certainly 3 people dying on 1 day should be an issue of dever, and then you should be gozer tinus as well. That was the opinion of Rav Nachman. That was based on the svar of Rav Meir. So then, Amrle Rav Nachman by Rav Chisa. He was the one who established the gzeir in the first place, that one should make a tinus. He says to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Likemar, Lason Lagavan, why doesn't Rav Nachman be, why don't you come learn by us? Why are you staying where you come learn by us? So Amar Lay, I'm not going to leave you. Let's see the Rashi explain. Look at Rashi, Likemar Lahacha, come live by us. Rashi explains, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, have a Yosef Ben Gavri de Lochashiva, Kulihad. Rav Nachman lived in a city that wasn't so Chashiv. Ukamar Lay, Rav Nachman Chisa, Likemar Mehasam, Lisa Gavai, come learn by us. We have a city that's full of time, come learn by us. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Amalei Tanina, the Mishnah tells us that Rav Yosi Omer, Lo Mekomo She'odem Mechabdo, the Mokom is not Mechabed, a person, Ela Odem Mechabed's Mekomo, a person's Mechabed the place. So no matter where I am, I'm being Mechabed the Mokom. It's not the Mokom who's being Mechabed me. Wherever I am, that's going to establish the Mokom. Shekein Matzina Bar Harsinai, that's what we find by Harsinai. Shekol's Man She'ash Shechina Shrui Olav, as long as the Shechina was on Harsinai, Amr Torah, the Torah says, Gamatzon Vabakar El Yiro. The cattle and the sheep cannot go onto the mountain. However, Nistalka Shechina Mimenu, but the moment the Shechina left Har Sinai, Amar Torah says, B'mishoch HaYovel, when he blow the Yovel, the shofar, Hema Yolu Bahar, and they go up onto the mountain. There's no longer any cover, no more Kedusha this moment that the Kadosh Baruch Hu left. V'chein Matinu Ba'al Moed, we find the same thing by Ol Moed. Sheba Midbar, Shekol Zman Shu Natoi, as long as the Mishkan was established in a certain place in the Midbar, Amr Torah, the Torah says, Vayishalchu min ha-machaneh kol tzarua. So every Torah has to leave. Anyone who has a Mitzvah had to leave the encampments. However, the moment that Shekolzman Huglalu ha-parochas, once they wrapped up the parochas, the curtains, Husru Zavim Mitzvah and Likane Sham, it permitted for all the Zavim, all the Mitzvah, all the Italian people to enter that desert. So when that place had the Mishkan on it, it had Kedusha. The moment the Mishkan left, no longer did it have Kedusha. So we see. This is Shechina, exact same idea as Har Sinai.
Yeah, but to him, but he said Adam.
No, so he's saying Kavachomer. If a place where the Shechina was, the moment the Shechina leaves, the Mokma has no kedusha. So to me, it's all depending where a person is. If I'm not, it's not the Mokma itself has no kedusha.
He's a person. Has to call the Shechina.
Right. Now, this question I'm having just as I'm reading through this story now. That the other Mishnah, all the way end of Pirkei Avos, tells us that I forget who it was exactly, but one of the Rabbanim were invited once to stay, come to live by us. We have I'll give you 1,000 silver coins and gold to come live by me.
And a million.
Exactly. No, if you give me exactly, I'm only going to place a Makom Torah.
Really not so long. No.
What do you mean?
Read it in the Gemara, not so long ago.
Oh, that Gemara? No, it's in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It appears in the Gemara also?
Of course.
I mean, of course.
Where do I know it's from? From here?
Not Pirkei Avos?
No.
Sure, yeah. It appeared in the Gemara. Remember this?
I never learned Pirkei Avos.
Never heard anybody quote the Gemara, though? I didn't quote that Pirkei Avos? I'll look it up after. Okay.
I remember.
Okay. I'm willing to challenge you on that, but we'll see. I'll take a look after it.
I'm sure. It's beside Mishnah. It's supposed to be in which Masechtot we learn. Check those
Masechtos. We'll take a look.
How can you check such a thing? Meaning, I mean, if it's appearing in different places, does it say? Well, wait.
I'll show you how. So, okay. So either way, so I'm not sure why. So that Mishnah seems to say a person should only stay in a place of Tamid Chachamim, And this one says, no, I don't have to go there because wherever I am, I'm being mechabi the makom. So I'm not sure how those work with each other. I'll just take a quick peek in the quick peek in the back. Maybe we do have a lot of time.
Even.
Say it again.
Maybe Yoma even.
But yeah.
The Indian that the Rabbanim, when they leave to a different city,
mm-hmm.
they wait for them a woman, something.
Wait to a different city, they wait for a woman.
For them not to be by themselves.
That's more on Yuma.
Maybe it's there.
It's not there. Yes. But that is a good memory of that story.
I remember the story.
Well, that story is an interesting story. That one sticks out. Okay, I'm not sure. All right, either way. So that was Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's response to Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista that I don't need to go to that place. Wherever I am, the makom, I'm mechabi the makom. So then, Amrle, this is three wide lines down the Gemara. Amrle, ihachi, if that's the case, nikam ana legavi mara, so let me come live by you then. So Amrle, mutav yavo mana ben pras, eta mana ben mana, va'al yavo mana ben mana, eta mana ben pras. Better that a person that who is a mana ben pras, so what's mana ben pras? As Rashi explained the valuations, look at Rashi all the way towards the bottom of the narrow lines, second to last narrow line. Rashi's pras is chatimana. V'lashon prusa come up pras prisas malchuscha, half, you know, just a small amount. She'aviv sherav Nachman bar Rav Chista gadol meyitzchak aviv sherav Nachman. So Rav Nachman Rav Chista was greater. Rav Chista was greater than Yitzchak.
So what are you saying, basically? Not Rashi.
So what we're saying here is that Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista was greater than Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, because Yitzchak wasn't a rav even. So better that a mana ben pras, a mana meaning Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, whose father was only a pras, come, he should move to go to Rav Nachman Rav Chista, because Rav Nachman was greater, because his father was also greater. Then for a mana, a rav ben a rav, to go to a rav ben a regular individual. That's the mashal we're saying here. So therefore, again, since there are two Rav Nachmans, Rav Nachman Rav Chista, so Rav ben Rav Chista was greater, was a mana.
Okay.
Ben Yitzchak was just a pras, because Yitzchak was just...
So he's changing his opinion now. He said, okay, I'll go with you to live with you because your father was greater than mine.
That's what it sounds like, I guess.
Beforehand he said, I do not want to leave the place because the place doesn't make me, I make the place.
But now that Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista wants to be living with Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, he says, okay, if that's what you're saying, if you're going to come to me, it better for me to come to you, I guess, instead.
He said, no,
yep.
Stay where you are, I'll come.
Exactly. Now, the Gemara says, Besura havas diversa. There was a dever that was going around Surah. Bishivusa derav lo have devarsa. But in the neighborhood of Rav, there was no dever. It didn't hit him. Savru minei mishum dezachus derav. They thought it was in dezachus of Rav. The nafish, he had so much dezachuyos that he was okay, that his neighborhood was protected. Ischazi lehu bechilma. I guess it sounds like they all saw a chalom the whole night. So Rashi says, The group of people, not everybody, but the group of people who thought it was B'zechus Rav, those individuals all saw the same dream. What did they see in the dream? So they saw, again, Ischazi le'bechalma Rav, the nefesh Z'chus Tuva, Hamilcha Zucha le'Rav. This is a simple thing for Rav. This was nothing for Rav. Like, for the fact that his city was protected from Dever was a small matter for Rav. Ella mishum hahu gavra deshal mara vizvil kvura. It was for a particular person. It was in the zechus of this particular person that they were protected. What did this person do? Deshal mara vizvil kvura. What does that mean? Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say much. Is it? Yeah. Let's see what we have here.
That neighborhood, שהיה רגיל להשאיל מעדר וחף לצורך גבורה, מחמת זכות זו, קיבל הישכר במידה כנגד נגע, ושכונתו in the neighborhood was saved from the need to bury by dead people.
He would lend out his this hoe to do digging for I guess, a cemetery.
was strong in the Chevra Kadisha.
Okay, so since that was the Zechus who was involved in the Chevra Kadisha, so they were Zocha that they would not have to bury their own in their neighborhood. That was in his Zechus. Then the Gemara records another story about Dever Bidrokaris, Havis Leikasa, actually not a Dever, but there was a fire. But the fire never impacted the neighborhood of Rav Huna. The Nafish, they thought this was in the Zechus of Rav Huna, who was so great that the fire never impacted his neighborhood. The people who thought this way saw a dream. This is a small matter for Rav Huna. This is nothing. There's a particular woman in the neighborhood. She would heat up her oven and, I guess, land it out to her neighbors to use to cook things, I imagine. So in that zechus, they were protected. So she did mida kenegad mida also. She did something with a fire, so they were protected from fire. Amru leli Rav Huna, tete Rav Huna, asu kamsi. Kamsi, I think, is a type of locust, right? Rashi says, arbish mechal satua. The locust is on its path to our farms. So as a result, Gazer Tanisa, he was gozer to fast. Amulei lo kamafsadin. So they said to him, it's not causing any damage. We don't have to fast. So Amulei lo zavda aisi b'hadayu. So are you bringing a look at Rashi? Says zavda aisi b'hadayu b'tmiya. Chiteda hiviu imam shelo yafsidas tva. They bring along with them like some type of trap to make sure that they don't eat any food. They're coming back with muzzles on. So what do you mean they're not going to cause any damage? So Amrulei Rav Huda, they said Rav Huda, Ika Musna Bichazeri. There was some type of sickness with the pigs. So, what? It sounds like he didn't like what the guy was saying. He goes to the Tainus anyways. You're going to tell me the locusts don't eat grains? That's what they do, they eat grains. So that's silly to say, not to fast. They're not going to cause any damage. So then another story happened once. There was a Musna Bichazeri, some type of a disease that was killing pigs. So Gazer Tanisa, there goes her Tainus, Nema Kesaver Rav Huda Makam Mishulachas Miminechad Mishulachas Mikol Aminim. So maybe they thought, because he thinks even though normally the species don't impact one disease that one animal has, is not going to affect another animal, he felt, no, it's not true. Diseases can jump from one species to another species, so that's what he thinks. So he says, no, lo, shiny chazira didamin mayu levnei inshi. No, it's only in particular to pigs. If it was a cow disease or something else, that wouldn't affect. But swine flu, as it happened a few years ago, this swine flu they used to call it, this flu that went from pigs to humans, that's something that's possible because their stomachs and their, I guess, their systems are very similar to each other, and therefore it can carry from one, from the pigs to the humans, and therefore it was dangerous for the humans, and therefore worthwhile making a gezera. When swine flu came out, many people pointed to this Gemara. That swine flu. Swine flu is a type of flu that really originated in swine and pigs.
When it happened?
A few years ago. In America, right? A few years ago, I think it was. It was a big thing. It was very dangerous. So it pointed to the Gemara that diseases can jump from pigs to humans, like Yehuda felt.
Did it affect the Jews?
I don't think it got as bad as they thought it would be, but I don't know. Okay. So then the Gemara says, again, shiny chazir d'damin l'mayil of ninshi. Okay, Amri Lei l'Shmuel. They said to Shmuel, Ika musna bechozai. There is some type of disease that's in bechozai. It's a makom in Bavel, Rashi tells us. So Gazer Tanisa, Shmuel was gozer, a tainis. Amri Lei, Vaha Mirchuk, but isn't it so far away? Why he goes there all the way where Shmuel lived? Where Shmuel lived, I'm not sure he lived in Nehardai, I think. So I guess much further than Bechozai. So Amar Leka Mavra, Hacha the Pasikle. There's no river, I guess, that gets in the way. There's no Bechitza, nothing in the way. So it's a complete, even though it's a long distance, but still the disease could travel and there's nothing in separating between us and Bechozai. I'm related to Rav Nachman. They once said to Rav Nachman, Ika Mosna Ba'arad Yisrael. So Rav Nachman, who was in Bavel, they once told him that in Eretz Yisrael, there's a disease going around. So Gazer Tanisa, he goes to Tanis as well. So Amar Im Gvira Loka Shivcha Lokol Shekein. If the Gvira, if the woman, the head, is going to be loka, Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing them. So the Shivcha, us who live in Bavel, who live in Chutzarts, are we not going to also be punished? So Gemara says, time of the Gavri v'Shivcha, only because the relationship of Eretz Yisrael being considered the Gevira, and Bavel being considered the Shivcha. Ha Shivcha v'Shivcha lo. But if it was two neighborhoods outside of Eretz Yisrael, they say Bavel and Surah, for example, two Shivchas, so they're not going to be depending on each other. Maybe that wouldn't be the case. He wouldn't be concerned that he's going to say the Kadosh Baruch Hu was, bringing pain to one shifra. He's not necessarily going to bring pain to another shifra. But v'ha amru lei the Shmuel. But didn't they say to Shmuel, Ika Musa bechozai, which was in Bavel, and Gozer Tanisa, and he was Gozer Tanisa in Nehardai. Again, I think he was in Nehardai. See, he was Gozer Tanisa. What?
Nehardai.
He was Gozer Tanisa in from one shifra to another shifra. So we see that's not true. It's not only a gvir to a shifra. Says the Gemara, Shiny Hasim, there it's different. Kaven to Ika Shairasa, Dilavai V'Asi B'Hadai. Since they had caravans and travelings going back and forth between the cities of Narda and Bechazai, it was more of a concern. So the two reasons why to think that one city might carry to another city. If one's in Eretz Yisrael and one's Chatzarts, but since the gvir is being punished, it's very possible shifra will be punished as well. But if it's two cities outside Eretz Yisrael, there's only concern that the disease is going to go from one city to the next if there is some traveling between these two different cities. Okay, then the Gemara says, Abba Umna Hava. So Rashi says, Makizdam. The person who's Makizdam, he was a doctor. Bloodletting. Removed blood is part of the way they would heal sickness. Have also leshalma mimisifta derkia koyoma. Every single day, he'd receive a shalom of some sort from the misifta, the base medrash of Shemayim. Rashi explains that a baskal would come out and say shalom alecha. Every morning, he'd get it, shalom alecha.
Nice.
Every single morning.
Halevayim.
Halevayim. Ula baye, again, that was just a stam abba umna, a makizdam. Was abba his name even? I guess, yeah, Abba was his name, Abba Umna. Umna was, that's the term used for Makizdam. Ula Baye, who we know quite well. Kol Mala Yom of the Shabbosa. Every Erev Shabbos, he would receive this this greeting from Shemayim. Then the Gemara says, L'Rava Kol Mala Yom of the Kippur. He'd only hear once a year, every Yom Kippur, he'd hear this greeting from Shemayim. Havakacha Shadaita De Abaye. Abaye was very troubled. Mishum De Abba Umna. I'm learning all day. Everyone knows who I am. I'm a big Gadol Hador. And I only hear this once a week. This Abba Umna guy who's a doctor, he hears every single day. I don't understand it. So Amrulay, they say to him, I'm not sure who Amrulay are, who responds to him. I guess there are certain wise individuals, I guess. Explain to Abaye.
Maybe
what?
Maybe Rama.
It's Amru. It's multiple people, though.
Amrulay.
Minashamayim, actually. Apparently, according to the Masifta, Minashamayim, they explained to him. What do they explain to Abaye? Lo mitzis lemevet kuvda. You couldn't do what he accomplished. You couldn't do anything close to what he does. Why? What does he do? Mayhava avda. What was his greatness? Da abumna. Of abumna. Dichi hava avin milsa. Hava machis gavri l'chud v'nashi l'chud. When he'd do his business, when he'd be healing people, he'd have separate departments. He'd have a woman's side and a man's side. And Vislay Levusha, he had a certain, a cloak or something, the Isbe Karna, that he would, they had the shape of a horn, to have a Biza Ki Kusilta. So I guess, so he had this clothing, I guess a sheet, but a little hole, he could stick his hand through this little hole to do the procedure. And Kiava Asisle Issa, when a woman would come, have a Malbishle Kechtel and Sakabat. When a woman would come to as a patient, he'd wear this cloak so he shouldn't have to look at her and perform the procedure. The Islay Duchta the Tsanayu, he had a hidden place, the Shadi Bay Pshita, the Shakel. So he had a certain place, there's no payments, no bill collectors, a certain place a person wanted to, the Islay Shadi Bay, the Lesley was Lob Maxisbe. Person who had money would put money in the box, and that would be the form payment. The person who didn't have money wouldn't be embarrassed and would just go on his way, not pay any money. So these were the wonderful things that he did.
Tzaddik.
Yeah. ki hava asar mele turma mirabanan. Yigumine lo shakil, and when a Talmud Chacham would come to receive one of these procedures, he would not take money from these Talmidei Chachamim. And then I think he would give them money. Or who would be giving there? Let's see. I guess it looks like first, when the Talmid Chacham tried giving him money, Amar Leh Zil Bri Nafshech. So he says, you keep the money and go buy something healthy for yourself. And then the Gemara continues to say, Yom Echad, one day, Shadar Baye Zuga, Derbanon Lemivdike. One day, Baye sent two individuals to go check up on Abu Ubna to see exactly what he did. Oksvinu, Vachlinu, Vashkinu. So the Abba Uman invited them in. He had them eat and had them drink. Umachle Bistarki Bilela. And at nighttime, he gave them things to sleep with. Rashi says in the bottom, last Rashi, Kifel tachtem nachshiti tzemer, and some nice wool to sleep on. The tzafer, the next morning, karchinu v'shaklinu v'kamu v'nafkulu hulashuka. Next morning, they took the pills with them and went off to the shuk and took them away. They wasn't theirs to own, it was theirs just to use while they're sleeping, but not theirs to take. And they went to the shuk with these pillows. Very fancy, expensive wool pillows, apparently. So Amar Leh the Shemai. So, sorry, I skipped the line. Vashkichinu. So Abba Umna also went out to the shuk. He found the Talmidim. Amar Leh the Shemai Mar Heichan Shavu.
He said, Abba Umna, how much you want to buy it back? What?
Okay, so we'll see. They're testing him out. Amar Leh, so Didcha Ninu. So, I'm sorry. No, he said to them, how much do you want? I'll buy them back. That's what he offered. So, Amr Leh, the Talmidim said to him, Didchaninu, they're yours. V'shaklinu, Minach, take them. We took them from you. They're yours. Amr Leh, b'vintusu Minach, b'mayachash shenisun. Sorry, what? Okay, let's go back again. Then. So, again, we'll take the top, second line from the top. Ashkechinu. So, the Abba Umna found him in the shuk. Amr Leh, the Shaimamar, heichishavu. So Abu Ubna says to them,
"No,
I'm skipping here."
No, you're confusing. They found him, and they told him.
No, I have here. He found the Talmidim. Ashkechinu, they found him. Them. He found them.
It says differently here.
Okay, so he said to him, "The Shaimu Mar Heichan Shavu." So Amulei Hachi VaHachi. So this is how much they're worth. Amulei, so they said, Dilma Shavutve, maybe they're worth more than that. Amulu Bahachi Shaklinu, no, this is what I bought them for. Amulei Didachnichu, they're actually yours. V'shaklinu minach, we took them from you. Okay, they're trying to do a business deal, they're trying to steal from him, make some money off him, try to sell them back to him. So Amulei, so Talmidim said to Abba Umna, B'metusa minach, we're asking from you, B'may chashtet tinan, what do you exactly think when we initially took all your pills and mattresses? Amulehu, he says to them, Aminu, I said to myself, Pidon Shvuim Ekla Lahul Rabban. They probably have Pidon Shvuim. They need to collect some money. V'chsifu L'meimrali, and they were embarrassed to tell me, so they just took the pillows. Amrulo, the Talmidim said, Hashta, now, Nashkinu Mar, so go take it. It's all yours. Take it back. Amrulo, he says to them, Mehushaita Asachtinu Bidaitu Litzdaka. I already had in mind, once you took it, I'm giving it to Tzedaka, wherever it's going to be, it's all yours to keep. And that's how they tested him, and apparently he did remain in his reputation as being a tzaddik, and was quite deserving of hearing this greeting of Shemaim every single morning. Okay, Baruch Tia.